love running, or maybe you're thinking about starting to run, whether it's for exercise, recreation, or maybe you're getting ready for that local 5 or 10K, join Sean and Jason, two average guys who talk about the sport they love here on the Average Runner Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and thanks for joining us again here at the Average Runner Podcast. My name is Sean.
And I'm Jason.
Jason, how you doing, man?
I'm feeling pretty good. You know, I've had a rough couple of days here. I'm coming off of a cold, so that's never good.
But you ran a half marathon with a cold, which we'll kind of talk about. But we normally have been opening with talking about the fact that we take a lot of our long runs on the weekend together. But the last one that we did, scheduling doesn't always allow for that. So you actually went out and did a long run about 2 weeks ago, I think it was, right?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
And what was your distance on that one?
That was my longest distance to date. It was 15 miles.
15 miles. And how'd that feel? Like, was it, put it this way, because we normally do the long ones together, which I think makes it a little bit easier at times. So how was it being there solo?
You know, I was very, very apprehensive at first to do that distance by myself. But, you know, after getting there and settling into my pace, you know, it took some getting used to, you know, cause you know, you're not chatting with anybody. You're just relying on your tunes and the scenery. But you know, once I got into it, once I got going, it was pretty good. You know, it was nice. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. I know you were a little, like you said, a little apprehensive about it, but, you were definitely psyched when you were done. I know that.
I was super psyched when I was done. The last, you know, I felt good the whole run. The last mile and a half was very difficult because, again, that's my furthest run, and I was super psyched after finishing that because, you know, now that's my all-time longest distance, you know?
Yeah, and what was it you said, 15 miles?
15 miles, yeah, 15.1 actually.
And that's awesome because generally when we go and we do like a 12.5, 13 mile, like you said, the last mile is when you start kind of feeling it. So you got past that point. So at 13 miles, or even let's say 12 or 11 miles, you were feeling pretty good.
Oh yeah. I think I did my nutrition right and my hydration right. I finally got everything correct, I think. And that's, you know, that's what I'm going to use now as my method.
Now, did you, I want to know what you did as far as like hydration and nutrition and stuff, but did you run the whole time, or did you do like a walk run? Did you incorporate it? Did you do anything different than how we normally do it?
The only thing that I did a little different was when I got to the halfway point, that's the only time that I walked. I turned around and the reason I walked, it was only for, gosh, probably less than a minute, but it was only enough time to eat a Clif bar. That's something you really have to chew and you can't do when you're running. So I walked as I ate a Clif bar.
Those things are hard enough to eat. Just sitting, you know, I mean, yeah. I've tried eating, I think I get like the fudge brownie or something and they're not, I mean, they're not great, but they're compared to some other, like protein or carb bars that I've had, they're not too bad, but I could see why you would kind of take a little break, which we've done, you and I've done in the past, when we have like, I brought like, I don't know, we call them like fruit bars, like little granola bars or like, you know, the fruit flavored things or something. We would try those, and we'd stop. So, as far as hydration, what'd you do for that?
Well, you know, before a race or anytime I know I'm going to go for a long run, I try to hydrate in the days before just to help. But, you know, we have those hydration belts that we use. So I rely on those and, you know, those two, what are they, 9 ounce bottles, I think.
They're right? They're 10 ounce bottles.
10 ounce bottles, yeah.
Yeah, and we can, and we all kind of maybe even talk about those a little bit when we cover our half marathon that we did. But so what else as far as the Clif bar? Is that the only nutrition you did, or did you kind of take stuff in as you went along?
Well, I did. I did bring the standard goo packets. I think I had. I brought five of them actually. I only used three plus the Clif bar. So. I had a method down in it, and I brought extras just in case. So I probably could have used one more, so to make four goos.
Yeah,
it probably would have worked better. It might have helped my last mile.
You know, I've read and heard people talk about one, like hydration, you know, how far you can go without really having to take it, or even like nutrition or goos and stuff like that. And you know, I mean, we're not, like you said before, we're not trainers, we're not nutritionists or anything, but I think, you know, for everybody, it's your own personal needs. You know, if you need water after 2 miles, then you need water after 2 miles. And if you can go, I mean, I know you and I both last year, we did the 12 and a half without any water until we got back, you know, but I can also say that now hydrating along the way, the runs I feel are a lot easier.
Oh yeah. You notice the difference. It's kind of incredible actually what being hydrated means, you know?
Yeah. I guess my point is you can read, you know, blogs and magazines, stuff like that. And there's always people coming up with like cut science definitions of how you should do certain things. And I think they're good for guidelines, but I think you have to just kind of find your own way of getting through your runs and stuff like that. So, but, that's awesome, man. I was super psyched for you. And I'll be honest, I was kind of bummed I wasn't there, because you've been there to help me through my long runs. You know, even though it's like meeting me a little after I start, you still kind of go through what I consider the harder part of it, you know? So I would have liked to have been there. But like I said, you know, we both have families and scheduling. It just wasn't working that weekend. So I actually went out the following day.
Right. And what was the distance that you covered?
That was my final, like, quote, long run building up to a Buffalo Marathon. That was my 20 miler. And,
I'm sure that wasn't easy.
It wasn't. No, I wasn't. It wasn't easy at the end. And I had some issues. I took my Nathan's, belt as well. I don't even know. I think I had maybe like five goos, and I actually even brought a baggie with, I talked about it last time, with some peanut butter in it, just to kind of change it up. Cause I didn't know, all right, 20 miles, am I going to get sick of eating salted caramel? Cause that's all I had. And I took like some, a couple salted caramel and a black raspberry, not black raspberry, some blackberry type thing. And it wasn't too bad. Anyways, I was trying to limit my water intake, for the first half. I really was trying to run this. I wanted to get a negative split, meaning basically like my last 10 miles being faster than my first 10 miles were, pace myself. And so I thought I'll take the water in, a little bit of time. Mainly I was taking it in when I would eat a goo. And I think I took my first one at like, I want to say I was doing like 4, 12, 16, 20 or 18 was going to be my plan. And I think I got to about just over 7 miles in, I think around there. And I had started to come back. And that's when I reached, took out a goo, ripped it open, grabbed for my one of my hydration bottles, and noticed that it was gone. And and it was like, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, it's not the end of the world, money wise. You know, I mean, I ended up picking up two more bottles for $10 to replace it, but I was like, oh crap, this is kind of changing things. You know, I had been rationing the water. I knew pretty soon I was going to start kicking up the pace, and I would want to have a little more water intake. So
that, it wasn't an empty bottle that you lost. It was full.
It wasn't full, but what I do is, because it's a two bottle holder, I'll alternate. So I take a little bit out of the right, then the left, and the right, then the left. So yeah, it was pretty full. It was pretty full, and I knew exactly where I had taken it out previous. So I thought, okay, I'm running back towards that way, because, and I stopped and I looked and I thought, oh man, I had the area, cause you were just there. It's not that it's a bad area, of the Riverwalk, but you're kind of heading into, I just wanted to not be in that area any longer than I had to be. So, I said, screw it. You know, I knew I'd be running back to where I parked and I had water there. I could take a nice drink there and refill the bottle that I had. So it kind of threw things off a little bit, but, I made it work. I ended up making it work and, it was all right. I think probably the last mile, I was feeling it. I was ready to wrap it up, you know?
Yeah. That's about when it hits you.
Yeah. And like you said, I probably could have used another goo at that point. Maybe just, mentally I thought it would have helped more, but I did quite well. I got a negative split, so I was happy with that. You know, I kicked up the pace and everything. So I was really glad I did it. And more than anything, I think it's a big mental boost for me. You know, it's a lot of, gives me some confidence going into Buffalo, which is the 26.2 miles. So, but I'm no fool to think that last 6 miles is just, you know, like any other runner or non-runner would say, oh, it's just 6 more miles. No, it's 6 more miles after running 20. So, but it definitely gave me some confidence and it's making me feel better going into Buffalo. So
now did you do that 20 with some tunes going, or did you do it in silence?
I had tunes on a little bit, but a lot of it, I didn't really listen that much. I kind of turned it on, then turned it off a little bit. And, it was funny because, I don't know if we talked about, the Android and I believe iPhone application Glimpse on here. I don't know if we even talked about that, but,
I don't think we have.
Yeah. Glimpse. And there's another application, Road ID. They're pretty similar. And basically what you can do is, you put the application on your phone and you can send it to people to where they can basically live track you either on their phone or on their computer. So I had sent it out. I think I sent it to you. Yep. And a couple, my brother who's in North Carolina and, two of my buddies that I podcast on another show. And, So I know we've talked about Voxer on this show, the walkie-talkie app. And, one of my buddies started shooting me Voxer. So I was listening to that as he was giving me a play-by-play of where I was running and where I was coming up to. So it was at about mile 18 when he sent that. So it was kind of, you know, goofy, but it really helped me out mentally, you know, because I was kind of going not in a hill, but in a long, slow elevation incline. And, you know, it was towards the end. So it definitely helped out. But
nice.
It's kind of weird, man. I'm like happy I got that 20 miler in. And now, we just did our half marathon. We're going to talk about it here in a second, but I'm in that mode now where I'm tapering down. I guess what I'm saying is I feel like I want to do a long run this weekend, but I don't, you know what I mean? I'm going to take a long run, maybe like a 10 or, you know, 8 to 12 mile run maybe, but nothing, you know, I'm not going to do 22 miles or anything like that. I'm right. Done. I'm done with those. I'm just trying to basically keep my base, you know, 25, 26 miles a week. We'll see where we're at. I've been going every morning, like we talked on the last show, getting up at 4:30, let the dogs out. And, I get everything out the night before. I get my shorts out, my socks, my shirt. You know, I have a little, clip that blinks. It's a red LED blinker. Everything's out because that way I can just roll out of bed, do what I have to do with the dogs and throw it on and go. And, so I've been doing that every day this week, and I really do enjoy it. I mean, when the alarm goes off, I'm kind of like, oh, maybe I'll take the day off. But once you get up, it's all right. So, yeah, let's talk about the Grand Island Half Marathon. It couldn't have got any nicer of a day. I mean, it was perfect, wasn't it?
Oh, it was a perfect, perfect day. Sunny, you know, mild temperature. Very nice.
Yeah, especially compared to last year. I mean, last year when we ran this thing, it was starting to rain, and not like hard rain, but kind of like a misty rain right as we were walking to the starting line. It was cold. It was windy.
Oh, gosh.
Which we didn't notice the first half of the race. It was an out and back. So the first 6 some miles, it was like, oh, wow, this ain't too bad. But as soon as you turned around, it was just like hitting a wall of wind. So, but yeah, this, it was just beautiful. It was a gorgeous day. Like you said, the temperature was just right. Nice blue skies. So why don't you, go ahead and give what we ran last year and, how we made out, this year at the Grand Island.
All right. Well, I guess, this year we both had, pretty good years, but let's recap last year's times. You came in at, 202.24 last year?
Yep.
And, let's see, I came in at, 228.19. So this year we both went in trying to beat last year's time, and, you doing the 202.24 last year came in this year at 148.21. Good Lord.
Yeah, that was good. That felt good.
That's crazy. So then, yeah, to me, the 228 last year, I came in at 223 this year. So I beat my time, which was good. You know, I'd like to beat it by more, but I'll take it. You know,
yeah, absolutely.
I worked for that, man. That was hard.
Yeah. I mean, and that's, you know, what we've talked about before. You know, you do the work and it pays off, you know, and, it's definitely a good feeling. I mean, I was happy for myself when I saw that. I was happy when I saw you coming in at the time you were coming in.
Yeah, I mean, I felt so much better this year running it. I just was so much more prepared. I could handle the distance.
Yeah, and you know what? Last year, I didn't realize this till the other day. I was thinking about about this. So the Grand Island Half Marathon, it's an out and back. And I remember last year on my way back passing you as you were going to the turnaround point. And I can remember last year, and I've seen this look on you before, where you kind of just go, you know, give me like a little wave type of thing. And, you didn't seem to be enjoying yourself as much last year, where this year, it was funny. I came home and told my wife, and I'm like, man, it was funny. It was like, I'm coming one way, heading back, and Jason's heading towards, and, you know, I'm thinking we gave a high five going by. Like you definitely looked in better spirits this year, and you looked good, more energized when I passed you. And I could tell that you were actually closer to the turnaround spot than you were the previous year when I passed you.
Yeah, I was trying to focus on my turnover and my stride and my posture, actually. So, I mean, I think I had everything going for me, and you know, my energy level was up. I was breathing good. I felt good, you know?
Right. Yeah. Didn't you have a guy there like kind of pacing you a little bit, or maybe
yeah,
not personally?
Actually, pretty much yeah. Right after the halfway point when we turned to come back, I was really by myself, and there was this one guy that I was kind of catching up to, and then he kind of saw me coming. So he came right up next to me, and then he's like, hey, you know, he just starts talking to me out of nowhere. So I'm like, hey, you know, he introduces himself to me. I introduce myself to him, and we're talking about how each other got into running and what events that he's done. And it was actually pretty cool, you know, and we did a couple miles together, and, you know, he was patient with me for a while, and then I took off.
Well, he stopped or something, didn't he, at a water station, you said?
Yeah, he kind of ducked over to a water station. And I think, you know, since I kept the pace going, rather than him accelerate to catch back up to me, he just kept his pace going. And then he actually caught up to me at the finish line. Just the way our paces worked out, you know, I kind of slowed down a little bit as I got to the end. And then, you know, with him being the slow and steady, caught right up to me at the finish line. We crossed at the same time. So it was pretty cool.
Well, this guy, you said he had told you he had ran a bunch of marathons, half marathons, and even triathlons, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. He said, he's done 5 marathons and then, you know, a bunch of triathlons. And I think he did a couple of those Ragnar relays.
Yeah. Yeah. Ragnar. Well, maybe we'll talk about that in a little bit. Yeah, and you know what? It's funny too. Is you never even said anything to me, and I don't know, maybe you didn't even notice, but like he was like a drill sergeant when you were coming over the line. Do you remember that?
Yeah, he was I kind of wasn't expecting that, but it was pretty cool.
Yeah, he was definitely he was pumping.
Come on, Jason.
Was that?
He was like, "Come on, Jason, let's go."
Yeah, he was definitely helping you, and. That was cool. That was cool. But you know what? again, you know, I've heard it a lot, but in other podcasts, you know, it's just the running community is definitely, a very, very cool, community. I know I kind of paced with almost the same group from probably, you know, the first mile is kind of a little wonky, you know, it's a kind of a cluster, and we were not concerned at all where we started. You know, it was a chip mat. So I think we just said, all right, let's go over here. So about a mile in, I was with the same, probably three people pretty much, for the first, I'd say 6 or 7 miles, and then the same two people for another couple miles, and then the same person, almost till I think about mile 12. And then I kind of got ahead a little bit, but, same thing, a little bit of small talk, a little, doing great, this and that. It's nice, you know, you wouldn't expect it until you kind of get into, and that's one of the things with the races, you kind of get into that. You kind of see that people are,
it's the camaraderie. It's nice.
Yes, exactly. You know, it seemed more in the longer distance run, like the half marathon. And I'm expecting probably at the marathon, you know, but it does happen, you know, like the 5K I talked about it a couple of weeks where I kind of, if it wasn't for this guy I was running alongside, I would have kind of thrown in the towel and just stepped off the throttle a little bit. We didn't talk because it's a 5K and you're kind of running at a faster, you know, you're not at a conversational pace, but we kind of could tell we both were feeding off each other. So, yeah, it's cool. I'm glad that, you know, that guy was there to kind of give you a little pep talk, not so much at the end, but, you know, just, you know, during your race and everything. So I'm glad it went well for you. So did you, as far as hydration, again, a lot of people would say, well, you don't really need to take hydration on a half marathon. You're going to have water stations, which they did, I believe, starting at mile 4. Or was it mile 2? No, mile 2.
Mile 2. Every 2 miles they have.
Yeah, every 2 miles. But you and I, we did take some gels with us, and like I said before, you kind of want to take your gel with a little bit of water. But also, because it can get a little congested at times, we both, I think, were in the agreement of, you know what, let's just carry our own. We're used to doing it anyways, that we don't have to stop to water stations and deal with any kind of congestion. So you ended up using your Nathan's belt, right?
Yep, I used my Nathan's belt, and I kind of didn't want to. I was almost kind of embarrassed to.
Right. Just, yeah.
You know, but after getting there and seeing how many other people had the same belt or variations of it. You know, I saw some people that had 3 water bottles, 5 water bottles. I said, this is fine.
Well, I had to point it out because, and I wasn't even going to say anything unless you brought this up about that. But yeah, Jason was very apprehensive about wearing it. Cause I think, yeah, you didn't know how you'd look with it on or whatever, you know? And I was just like, look, man, these people aren't running, you know, your race, so don't worry about it. And then I was like, all right, because I went out for a pre-run. Jason did not join me for a pre-run or warm-up run this time. And I probably didn't really need it too much either because I used the first mile to kind of warm up, but I think it's just more of being, you know, kind of a ritualistic thing for me. I feel like I need to do it. But I'm like, all right, man, I just saw a lady with a hydration belt to make him feel better. And then we started spotting him. And then Jason got real excited, like he was a kid in a toy store, pointing him out and everything. So it was kind of funny. But so do you think it paid off for you to wear it? Or do you think you would have been just as well with the water stations?
Well, you know, it's funny you say that. After talking with that guy that I was running with, we were talking about hydration belts, and I said, you know, this is the best thing I've ever bought. And he said, yeah, he said, I used to have one, but then I learned how to hydrate ahead of the race and then use the water stations. You know, that way I don't have to have a belt full of sustenance. He's like, I just have my gels or goos. You know, he had like one of those small belts on where you can
he had a, he had a fuel belt on, which I think they hold like anywhere from 6 to 10 gel packets, and as well as it has like little bungee type things for your race bib.
Right. So, you know, that I guess that, yeah, you know, once you learn how to do that, I guess that's fine.
Yeah. I mean, again, I think the stations would have been sufficient for us. I knew I wanted to take some gels, and I wanted to be able to take the gels when I wanted to take them and not have to rely on waiting,
right,
another 2 miles or whatever. So,
right. And that's exactly what I did.
Yeah. I mean, like, again, it's an individual thing. I mean, we could have made it without, so when I went to, pick up the race packets the night before, I went to the local Fleet Feet, which is the running specialty store. So I was there, and then, like I said, I had to replace my bottle that I lost on my belt. And I've been considering a handheld. So I ended up picking up a 22-ounce Nathan's handheld bottle, which is kind of cool. You kind of slip it in, your hand in. It's got a little hole for your thumb, and then you can kind of adjust the tension on the bottle holster so that you don't have to grip it. You can if you want, but you can kind of make your hand just be relaxed, which is generally how I run anyways. I'm not a big, you know, I don't really make a lot of fists. Sometimes I kind of run.
You're actually not supposed to because you're using energy to do that.
Okay. I didn't know that, but I do make fists, but not tight fists. I usually sometimes roll my hands over and I'll put my thumbs lightly on the top of my hands or something. But anyway, so that's the whole point, was that you don't have to sit here and grip this bottle the whole time. And so I really got it. I didn't buy it specifically for the half marathon. I bought it for my long runs in the neighborhood, and to see maybe I'll use it on the marathon. I'm still trying to figure out how I'm going to do that, because I'm definitely taking hydration for that, because that is, I mean, there's going to be like 7 or 8,000 people. I'm assuming the first couple hydration stations there are going to be kind of crazy. So I ended up actually using the handheld, and we talked about this before. Like, it feels awkward, and I walked around the house that night with it filled on my hand, trying to just get used to it, and I just could not get used to it. And game time decision, I said, you know what, I'll just try it. What the heck? And I actually ended up liking it quite a bit. I liked it a lot. So that's what I used. It worked out for me fine. I think I made it to almost the end because I kept a really good pace when I looked at my splits. My slowest pace or mile was 8:24, and my fastest was 8:03. So I kept my splits within 21 seconds.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's not elite fast, but for me that was fast for 13 miles. So I was definitely taking in some water, ate all my goos, would have loved to have had one last one at mile 11, just maybe mentally. Cause, the last mile was tough for me. The last half mile, I was starting to get a little tingly at the end. And, unfortunately, I'm laughing cause Jason's making a face at me. We're going to get into something in a second, but, unfortunately there was, somebody who went down, and there was an ambulance there, and, they had an IV in him, and, that sucked seeing that, at any point in the race, but I mean, this was less than half of a mile from the finish line that this guy went down. So,
oh geez.
Yeah. I mean, he seemed to be all right after, but they, you know, they were tending to him, but, so I some people were just kind of pushing themselves. But let's talk about briefly how you felt after the race, Jason.
Oh, well, let's see. The last leg of the race, let's specifically the last mile, I was feeling tingly, as you say. And I actually was reasoning in my head, you know, I'm going to hurl as I'm running. I know it. I just had that feeling. And I actually reasoned it in my head that, you know what, I'm just going to do it while I'm running, and I'm going to keep running because I'm going to finish this race and I'm going to beat my time. That's what I thought to myself. I'm like, I'm just going to do it because I didn't want to stop. I wanted it to be over with.
Right.
So I was fully ready to do it. It did not come to that, thankfully. And, you know, and I pushed myself for that last mile, felt tingly, you know, across the finish line. I almost forgot to grab the bottle of water at the end. And I was just, I felt awful, actually. Okay. I pushed myself so hard. Plus the fact that I woke up that morning sick, made it, you know, all the worse, but yeah. And then the after
but it makes party. It even makes it all the sweeter now that it's over with, knowing that you were sick and you still came in and beat your time. And, yeah, you did. You looked, you seemed pretty banged up, after that run. And I said, look, Jason, let's just have fun before we start. I said, let's have fun. And I said, the one rule is, we can't come out of this thing like we did last year. We were hobbling last year. We were in pain last year. So Jason did not successfully follow the one rule, but we walked it out a little bit and went down and got something to eat, and we hung out for about, I'd say, maybe half hour, 40 minutes, and then we took off. I mean, it was a great race. I'm already looking forward to doing it next year. That is one of my favorite distances, is that 13 miles. So
yeah, you know, it's starting to grow on me a little bit.
Yeah. Well, you know, now you have possibly a marathon in your sights at the end of the year. We'll see how that plays out this summer.
You never know.
You know, let me ask you, one of the things that I kind of said to you before we even recorded this podcast was, you know, regardless of how it goes, one thing is it can help motivate us to kind of get out there and push ourselves to, you know, just get out and run more. I mean, does this help you in that? Like maybe those times where you're like, I don't really want to get out and run. Or when you think, well, I was going to do 15 today, Sean's not there, maybe I'll just cut back to 12. Or, I mean, does it kind of help push you a little bit? Or?
Yeah, it definitely helps push me. You know, it's an extra reason to do it, you know?
Right. Well, that's good. That's good. I mean, it definitely does for me, because I, you know, we like talking about it. So that's good. So that is our Grand Island Half Marathon. Coming up, I have a 5K this Friday, which you can't make. So that kind of stinks, but we'll have plenty more.
Steve's going to that, right?
Yeah, our other friend Steve, he's going to be running in the 5K, which he'd missed out on the half marathon. I know he was kind of bummed out about that because he had done it last year, but he had some family things he had to take care of. So we can't all make all of them, but so I'll be doing that one this Friday, which, and I'll be honest, I kind of told you this on the side, that if I would not have signed, if I hadn't signed up already, I wouldn't be signing up now. Like, I kind of wish I wasn't doing it, just because I don't know. I just feel like I need a break from races and just want to focus on Buffalo. But it'll be fun. It'll be fun. I'll do that. And then next for me is the Buffalo Marathon, which is on May 24th. I keep counting down the days, and I'm like, gosh, man, it's like it's 18 days away. It's, you know, 20 days, 19 days, 18 days. It's coming so fast, and I couldn't be more excited about it.
Are you going to take off work the next day?
Well, it's on the Sunday before Memorial Day, so I'm off Memorial Day anyways, but I did take off the following Tuesday just to have another extra day of recuperation. So, but yeah, right now I'm not nervous. I'm excited.
That's good.
So I feel like I've been doing everything right. You know, the nutrition, I've been doing that. And so far, knock on wood, the goos, I know some people have some problems with them, but they've been setting fine with me. My eating anyways has changed over the past few months. So I'm feeling good. I'm definitely feeling good. So, okay. Well, that's going to wrap up this episode, I think. But, before we end it off, I just wanted to say thank you to everybody who has downloaded the episodes. Jason and I have a lot of fun, obviously, running, and we have a lot of fun doing this, talking about it. So to see that people are downloading and subscribing to the podcast makes it even better.
So thanks to everybody who has done that. And if you have any tips or any questions that we will try to answer, or if you have a race coming up or just want to give us a comment, you can send that to theaverageRunnerPodcast@gmail.com. So no races coming up for the two of us. Jason's taking a few weeks off, and I will be tapering to get ready for the Buffalo Marathon, my first marathon. So we will have a report on that race and how that goes shortly after I run that. So so that's going to end this episode. So until next time, lace up them shoes, get out and move, and we'll talk to you later.
We'll see you.